Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
The Franchise Geeks presents Social Geek Radio. Hey geeks, Jack Munson here, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey and our brand new sponsor, Gusto. Gusto offers modern, easy payroll and benefits to small businesses across the country. They were even named Best Online Payroll by PC Mag. And as a Social Geek listener, you'll get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. Sign up now and give it a try at gusto.com/SGR. We're going to hear a little bit more about Gusto later in the show. But today we've got kind of a special event happening. You might hear it in the background. We're live at the IFE 2019 in New York City and talking to a guy with a very interesting and distinguished personal brand, Red Boswell. What's happening, Red?
Hey, brother. Good morning. How are you?
I am doing great for a Saturday morning in New York City after a long week with franchise folks.
You quantified that pretty well. And by the way, talking personal brand, it takes one to know one, as we used to say in grade school. You're in franchising, you're known as the man in black.
That's right. The Johnny Cash of franchising.
And I'm the boy in red.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. We've been talking a lot this year on Social Geek about personal branding. And in this franchise industry, there are some definite characters that have developed an awesome personal brand. And when we were talking about it the other, a couple of weeks ago, your name just kept coming up because everybody knows Red. You're at the point now where I don't think you need a last name.
It's Bono, Sting, and Red, huh?
Right. Cher, Madonna, Bono, Sting, Red. There you go.
I'm blushing.
But you've done a good job developing this, and I think one of the ways that that you promote not yourself, but your colleagues and your friends and people you're doing business with is through social media. I always see you with the selfie with, you know, the guys you're having dinner with or the people that are participating in the panel or something like that. You always have kind of that good formula shot on social media, and you're really inclusive about that with the people who are joining you.
Thank you. Well, it's fun. And if you don't have a picture, did it really happen?
Yeah. That's
like
that's
the tree
true.
In the forest.
Yeah. A friend of mine, a couple of weeks ago, we were at another event, and she said something along the lines of, you know, I finally made it. I'm in a Red Boswell selfie at a franchise event. So.
I wish I could say I had this in-depth strategy. I'm really just living life. If I had a strategy, the one thing I do is I try not to post too much. And people come up to me all the time, man, I see you all over social media. Wow, you're all over LinkedIn. That I don't know why LinkedIn loves me, but I have some kind of algorithm. I think its favorite color is red. I don't know, but I'll post on average once a day. But just posting life. There's not I'm going to post at 2:13 p.m. because that's the perfect. No,
right.
When good things happen and I'm around friends, especially in the industry, I like to share it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and I think it adds some personality to your business, which we're going to get into that in just a minute, too. A business that can sometimes be looked at as maybe a little harsh or maybe a little too serious or maybe
a
little...
talking about me being a supermodel?
Yeah. That was the new surprise. No, actually, we're talking about franchise consulting. And I think bringing a fun, friendly vibe to that is really good for everybody because there's a lot of people that you say the word franchise consultant and first we're going to say, okay, what the heck does that even mean? And secondly, people are like, ooh, I don't know about those guys, right? You know,
well, a consultant is what you are when you're unemployed. That's what you call yourself, right?
Or somebody from another town who does your same job.
but
they're getting paid more for it for some reason. Yeah. So let's start there. So you recently moved over to a new organization. Tell me about that organization.
Well, I'm new to the organization. They're certainly not new in the industry. So franchise consulting, let's clarify what that means. You may call us a franchise broker. You might say franchise consultant, franchise coach, franchise advisor, all fall under that same umbrella.
Right.
Okay. And so we like the term consulting because that's what we're doing. We're being a trusted advisor, a consultant to folks who are looking for a franchise. And as we know, that's our industry. That's a whole lot of folks out there. And like the easiest analogy is a broker, a real estate agent. They're everywhere, right? And you don't pay them to help you find your ideal house. They put a lot of time and effort and expertise, and they help negotiate on your behalf, and they're your intermediary, and they're educating you on the process. So they bring a lot of value to that home buying process. Same thing with the franchise consultant. And similarly, the franchise consultant is not paid a penny by the franchise buyer. The real estate agent is not paid a penny by the buyer of the home. The seller is actually compensating after the transaction completes. So very similar to that real estate agent mindset and business model, the franchise consultants. Now, IFPG, to your question, we're the largest franchise consulting group out there. There's 8 national brands. We've risen to be the largest for a couple of reasons. One is from the consultant side, we've got now 500 franchise consultants. We don't take a cent of their commission. To my knowledge, we're the only broker group out there that lets the consultant keep it all. That opens up some eyes, especially for the guys making some very significant six figures. We oftentimes give them a six-figure raise just by them becoming part of IFPG. And we don't pursue anyone. Little disclaimer, we never pursue anyone in any of our competitors. We've got some wonderful competitors. In fact, as a franchisor for about 16 years, I worked with all those competitors and love them. Still good friends with all of them today. It's a great industry, and there's not a bad one out there on the franchise consultant space.
And it sounds like the pie is getting bigger, so there's plenty of work for everybody.
It's a good way to put it, buddy. So a lot of franchisors, I'll give you a brief story. I was 8 or something years ago talking to a franchisor. He was wanting me to come on as his VP of Franchise Development. And I asked him, so where are you getting your franchisees today? Where are they coming from? He said, well, we're mostly brokers. I work with the franchise broker world. I didn't mean to. I'm embarrassed to say this. I laughed out loud in his face. I said, oh my gosh, this is going to be easy. Are you serious? Are you working with brokers? You've got some really weak folks on your development team if that's all you do. And he just kind of went, well, if you come on, you could change that. And I said, well, I guarantee you, I'm changing it. That's not the way to go. You're spending too much money there. I came on board, took over the relationships with the broker groups they were working with at the time, and my eyes were opened. I was humbled because I saw the incredible value these brokers were bringing. Instead of me having to talk to 500 candidates to get one great new franchisee, it was more like I was talking to 5 or 10.
Yeah.
And
yeah. And what's the value of that, of not having to talk to those other 400 and so?
Sanity, number one.
Yeah.
Less staff on the bigger network, franchisors I've worked with, and a lot less financial risk up front. I'm paying after the fact. There's a small investment to work with any group, but you're mostly paying that commission after the fact. So it just made it so attractive as a franchisor that I can work with guys that are vetting the candidates, they're educating the candidates, they're helping me take them through the process. It's just been beautiful. And you can see what's happened to it today. I'm now president of IFPG because I fell in love with this model so much.
Excellent. And as far as consulting, in any industry I've worked in, consulting is all of the things we said it was earlier, but I think most good consultants spend a lot of time talking not so much about what their client should do, but the things that their client should not do. So let's maybe talk about some mistakes that people in the industry are making, maybe some landmines that they can avoid. What are you seeing right now that are some trends to stay away from?
Well, I don't know if you call this a trend. A surprise to me, as I sit in this role, I want to talk to all the franchisors looking to come on board. So I'm consulting with them. I'm asking them about their model. And we've got an inordinate amount of emerging brands coming on. We're one of the few networks that welcome and encourage emerging brands. Started out right. And they oftentimes have tight budgets, so it just makes sense to work with consultants. So I'm talking to franchisors day in, day out, about, what's your all-in investment, your item 7 range, what's your franchise fee, and then I start talking about the commission they're looking to pay the consultants. And where a lot of franchisors are getting in trouble is, whether they work with a consultant or not, they're approaching the franchise fee wrong. They're looking at it on an island as, well, Red, you know, I can't charge more than 25 or 19 or 30, when they don't realize their candidate's looking at your all-in.
Yeah.
You know, all-in's 300, and you're worried about increasing your franchise fee to 40. It's the wrong mindset. You know, you think it's a 25% increase, when in reality, it may be a 2% increase
right.
in the big picture. So if you've got... In that franchise fee, you've got to pay for the training, you've got to pay your commission on your in-house developers, you've got to marketing, and then you've got a franchise broker oftentimes. And so when a franchisor is starting out with a franchise fee of 20 or even 30 oftentimes, there's just not enough pieces of that puzzle to go around. So the biggest advice I would give an emerging store, or frankly any franchisor, is don't be scared to charge a reasonable fee. In fact, Michael Hyde, founder of Teriyaki Madness and numerous other rock star brands, said from stage one time, I'll never forget it, he said, the day I doubled my franchise fee was the day we took off. Candidates looked at him as a much more legit opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
he was able to pay a reasonable commission.
Right.
Hey, I'll give you a stat. Sorry to dominate this. This is an interesting stat. Franchisors love this one. So the average fee, if you look at the world of franchising, the average all-in investment is typically in the low 200s. There's plenty that are 50. There's plenty that are, you know, millions. But 220, give or take, that's the average. The average franchise fee, and you know, the initial franchise fee, is around 50 now. Wow. You go back 15 years ago, it was 25. It's 50. And the average commission, this is the one the franchisors ask me every day, the average commission across the board for a single unit, I'll give you two answers. 56% of the franchise fee. That's the average we found. 56%. Obviously, there's a big range there. And then the average, you know, well, 50%, 56% of 50 is $28,000. Mm-hmm. So $28,000 is the average commission. That's good news for the consultants. It's good news for folks looking for opportunities. Maybe you want to become a consultant. We can train them on that. And then there's the franchisor can get a great new franchisee for $28,000. That's I was paying a lot more than that in some of my marketing efforts and not getting any results.
Yeah, I'm actually glad to hear that the average franchise fee is a little higher than what I thought it was. Because back to your point earlier, I don't think anybody wants to be... I don't think anybody wants to try to grow a business by being the cheapest thing in town.
Amen.
You know, there's something about devaluing the brand mm-hmm. by saying, you know, we have the lowest franchise fee in the world. I mean, as a buyer, I'd say, why? Why is it so low?
Exactly.
You're having trouble selling these.
I want to be the best, yeah.
Right.
I'm not going to be the lowest. And you know they're the best, you don't have to worry about the competition. I'll have emerging brands that are maybe, let's say, in the pizza side of things. And they say, Red, we can't go up. You know, I'm grabbing numbers here. Papa Murphy's and Domino's are 25 each, you know, for the franchise fee.
Yeah.
Well, are you a Papa Murphy's or Domino's? You got to get noticed, brother.
Right.
And you're thinking you got to be less than them because you're not big? No, you need to be more than them to differentiate yourself and to be able to pay to get the results.
Right. Right. And someone like Domino's is paying in other ways.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
You know, with, you know, $10 million ad campaigns across the country with their brand that you know, Jack's Pizza doesn't quite have yet. So,
but Jack's Pizza has a lot of unique features that a lot of buyers would love to hear about. They're never going to hear about it without Jack getting out there and doing something different. And the big name brands like the Domino's, for instance, don't have to get with the brokers. They've got a wait list oftentimes in some cities. They're everywhere, so to speak, and people are asking for franchises. So emerging brands and just any brand, frankly, you want to separate yourself. You got to do things different than the competition and not chase them, not try to be cheaper than them, but be the best.
Excellent. Well said. So let's talk a little bit about anything you have coming up in the near future. I know you do a lot of events with a lot of groups, a lot of consultants and other folks. Anything coming up on the horizon that the people can check out?
Sure. Well, it's funny you say. I do a lot of events. I love the franchise world.
So
my wife thinks I have a mistress or something.
I think you do. Her name is Franchising.
And she loves me and I love her. So coming up, you know, I love getting these. The MFV shows are wonderful. I've got some national event shows. Some shows we're doing, actually. So what we've realized, and this is one of the reasons Don, the founder of IPG, brought me on as president, said, Red, we've now risen to be the largest, and we're the largest for a number of reasons. We're very affordable, and the consultants love us, so we already talked about that. Can you help elevate us with the franchisors who want to do more, who want more exposure, they want more access, they want to do more deals? What can we do? You've been a franchisor for 16 years. How can we help them? So what I put together is this elite membership. We're not here to talk about that, but to your question about what are you doing, where are you going to be, I've got some Topgolf events, so some franchisors. It'll be a handful, 5 to 8 franchisors, meeting me at different Topgolf facilities around the country, Denver, Dallas. Yeah. And we'll be flying in top consultants from all over the country to meet with these franchisors to really, you know, it's a relationship business.
Yeah.
So we're bonding with them, we're having drinks with them, we're having dinner and some networking. Some speed dating, we like to call it. That's going to be some fun stuff. Dallas, Denver, Miami soon. And then I'll just be seeing you all over the road with all the events in the fall.
Yeah, yeah.
What's coming up? There's something in July, I forget. Something else. I'm drawing a blank. I'm going to be in Denver in July, so that's coming up soon.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So check that out. Where can people learn more about that? Are you going to be sharing that on LinkedIn or where are you going to be sharing?
Always, always.
Okay.
You know, if you're a franchisor, first you need to be in our inventory to be able to take advantage of it. Talk to me. I'm happy to get you involved in any of these events. One massive event, the biggest one for us of the year, is our retreat. I giggle. Back when I was a franchisor, they had they interviewed me. Why do you come to our retreat? And I said, What's a retreat? You know, it's a conference. It's a convention. They go, no. This is not a convention. This is not a conference. This is a retreat.
Oh,
I tried not to giggle out loud there, but ours is a retreat. I found out what that meant. There's no booths. There's no lugging around 100 pounds of brochures. It's let's go out on the beach. Let's go talk. We take a 200-foot yacht and go up and down the intercoastal, drinking your beverage of choice and having a good time dancing and maybe even some karaoke. So bonding. What, you laugh at karaoke? What?
Karaokefranchise.com. Is that, let me hit GoDaddy, see if that's taken yet.
No, October 2nd through 4th. That's when that is. That's a big event. It's a fun event. I always look forward to it as a franchisor, and now I get to be in the behind the curtain.
Now you're the host. That's great.
MC Ready Red.
So last question, if people want to connect with you, we've talked a lot about LinkedIn. Are you active in other places with meeting new people, or is LinkedIn really the best place to go?
Certainly. The typical channels in social media are just fun. You're connecting with franchise people, seeing who has it in their blood. So absolutely, Red Boswell on LinkedIn, Red Boswell on Instagram, Red Boswell on Facebook. There's not a whole lot of Red Boswells out there. So love to connect with anyone there. You and I have fun every day connecting and talking life and,
yeah,
you know, music. And, yeah. And are you like me? I think you are. Do you – there's no longer a work-life – balance with me. It's work-life integration.
It's all a blend. I've had so many people still to this day ask, should I have a separate Facebook page or profile for myself versus my quote-unquote, and I'm doing air quotes here, folks, business self? And I'm like, why on earth in this day and age would you want to do that?
It's not transparent.
Yeah, have an account that is all business. First of all, nobody wants to see that, even people you're in business with, right?
Amen.
You know, you want to share things about your life. You share a lot of cool stuff that you're doing with your kids and travel.
Legit.
And we're sharing music and that kind of thing, because that's what makes people want to connect.
That's why we're doing this today.
Yeah.
Because we talk in real life and in business, and we intermix and mingle. And you and I sit here for 30 minutes beforehand talking about life and kids and family. And now we're talking business and family and travel. And it's just one big you know, when you love what you do, you just never stop doing it. In fact, today I'm flying out and having a week in the Colorado Outback with my family at this little camp. And guess what? I'm waking up early every morning and I'm working. Not because I got to, but because I love to.
Right.
And I know you and I are changing people's lives, and it's a blast to do it.
Well said, my friend. Well, thank you for joining Social Geek Radio today live at the IFE in New York City. And we will see you on the road again very soon.
Absolutely, sir. If you see anybody with red shoes, they're me. Come back, give me a hug, and let's talk.
Thanks, Red.
Thanks, Jack.
And I want to once again thank Red Boswell for joining us on Social Geek Radio today. A couple of quick notes. This episode is being brought to you by Gusto. If you have a business or know someone who does, you probably know that small business owners wear a lot of hats. And some of those hats are great, but some, like filing taxes and running payroll, not so great. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto makes payroll, taxes, and even HR actually easy for small businesses. Fast, simple payroll processing, benefits, and small business management tools all in one place. Gusto automatically pays and files your federal, state, and local taxes, so you don't have to worry about it. Plus, they make it easy to add on health benefits and even 401ks for your team. Those old-school clunky payroll providers just weren't built for the way modern small businesses work. But Gusto is. So let them wear one of your many hats. You have better things to do. Social Geek listeners get 3 months free when they run their first payroll. Try a demo and see for yourself today at gusto.com/SGR. That's gusto.com/SGR. One other quick note, the Social Geeks will be participating at the Franchise Marketing Leadership Conference at the Intercontinental Buckhead Hotel in Atlanta, June 18th through the 20th. On the 19th, I've got the privilege of moderating a great panel of some smart marketers from AFC Healthcare, Wing Zone, and OxyFresh. So please join us in June, the 19th to be exact, at the Franchise Marketing Leadership Conference, and we'll see you there. Good night, everybody.